We are up to Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Chav Gimel, and we'll be doing through Chav Hei. We're talking about now the din of a Korah that is coming to be Matar, carrying in a Mavui. A Mavui, remember, has three walls. It's completely open on the fourth one. In order that we not confuse it with the Rosh Hashanah, Chazal were Matzrich a Tikkun, either a Lechi of ten, that is 10 Tvachim high, or that's an upright, or a horizontal, a Korah, on top of the walls. So we've been discussing a case where you have two Korahs. Neither one of them has the shear of being able to hold an Ariach of a Tefach and a half. Hoysa achas lamalo v'achas lamata. What happens if I have two that are next to each other, but one is higher than the other one? Roim es elyoniki limata v'satoniki lamala. We see it and we look at the two of them as if they're next to each other. Ubavach lote elyona lamala michaf v'lo tachtona lamata miyud. As long as neither of them is posel, meaning it's not lamala michaf or lower than within yud of the ground. So some say that we say this halacha of rowing, that we see it as if this one came down, this one came up, and as long as they're within three tfachim of one another, the halacha is that they will be mitzarif, and if together they can support an ariach of a tefach and a half, then that will be good enough, and you can rely on this as a kosher korah. Now the machmirim say that there is no halacha of roim when it comes, although we say it in sukkah, we don't say it in mavui, and the Mishnah Berurah says that that is the ikar, or that's what you should be machmir for. Sifchav Dalet. Piras al hakorah machtzeles. You have a Korah there. Now, Korah, we learned, was Mishum Heker. It was not Mishum Achitza, it was Mishum Heker. When people see it, they'll realize this is different than a Rosh Hasharabim. So what did you do? You covered the Korah. Piras ala Korah machtzeles v'inogas ad hakarkan gavoh me'aretz gimel tvachim psula. So the halacha is that it is possible. Why is it? Because you can no longer see the Korah, so you don't have a Heker. Sharei kisa hakorah ve'eino nira ubetel mias korah. Since you can no longer see the korah, it's bottle. Umechitza gam kenena kin shigavol ma'or. It's gimel. Since it's more than three above the ground, the machzelus itself would not count as a wall because it's a mechitza tluya. Therefore, the machzelus is mavatel the korah, and the machzelus itself is not a good enough wall. Avamin niach korah rechava v'nimshech es tzas lamata miyud ksheira. So the halacha is that what happens if you put a wide korah and it goes a little bit into the 10 tvachim, it is still kosher as long as it protrudes above into it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the achronim are cholik and they say that if it goes into the yud tvachim, it will pasel. Sivchav hei. Noach de yisedis akumis al shnei kosle hamavui. What happens if you put two crooked hooks in the walls of the mavui, v'akmimusa noto l'toch ha-mavui, and they're in the direction of the inside of the mavui, v'nosna korah aleihem, you went and put the korah on top of them, so you have protruding from the wall on the inside of the mavui, two hooks, and you put a korah on top of that. V'nosna korah aleihem, v'ein b'yaseidis tefach, shu shir korah alias nechshabim k'korah, the hooks themselves are not a tefach, the halachi is that if they're not higher than the kosle amovi, they're not above it, sitting on top of it, three tvachim, and they're not three tvachim away, the halachi is it's kosher. Shonoron kiluhem on kosle amovi kiluakorat no gasp amovi. Vim yesh begovon oben tiyosim gimel, there the halachi is psula. So if it's higher, then the halach is more than three tefachim, it wouldn't count. But if it's within it, then we would say that the korah is nikar, and it will count as a kosher korah to be matir carrying in the mavui.